There's a new initiative for birds at Presque Isle State Park, and I went there to Lake Erie to learn more from two of its founders. Mary Birdsong is a shorebird monitor here, and as we try to identify birds on the bayside of the park, she lets me peer through her magnifying scope.
I can get better looks if Sarah moves.
More magnification, yeah, sorry.
Sarah Sargent is an avian ecologist, and we're all looking out onto the water at a large white bird with a long neck, a great egret.
The detail on the feathers is amazing. Just the little wisp of wind going through the feathers.
Yeah.
They're called ornamental plumes. This is the breeding season, beginning of it, and they've got the plumes ready to go.
That's amazing. I would do this all day if I had one of these.
We do.
This year, Birdsong and Sargent, along with their colleague Laura Marie Koich, founded the Erie Bird Observatory. There's been bird banding here on Presque Isle since 1960, when the permits were under the local Stull and Lieberman families. Banding is when birds are caught, tagged, and tracked during migration. After a lull of a couple of years, Audubon, Pennsylvania picked the program back up in 2007 at the request of the park. So they have data from more than 50 years.
There have been probably close to 100,000 birds banded here over that time span.
Sarah Sargent worked for Audubon, Pennsylvania until they closed their office in the region last year. But she, Birdsong, and Koich wanted to continue their programs. So they started the nonprofit.
The three of us decided, why not?
But also seeing the opportunity to do a lot more here and to build more community involvement with birds here and more focus on this region a little bit. You know, this is actually a premier birding location, and it's underappreciated. I mean, it's known, we actually get international birders here, but not everybody knows about it.
Why do you think Erie is underappreciated?
The Pennsylvania Department of Conservation and Natural Resources has done a beautiful job running the park itself, but they have so many different constituents that they have to speak to, whether it's recreation or boating or fishing, and birding has kind of been a little bit under the radar. The programs that were taking place here were not based here. Now the Erie Bird Observatory has the opportunity to be place-based outreach and education.
I'd like to build up a young ornithologists program for high school and college students to get them interest and develop skills in them about how to do different ornithological field techniques, you know, potentially having them go into science and become ornithologists, which may sound like it's a really obscure thing, but birds are very conspicuous. Birds are relatively easy to study, and it is one of the bigger areas for employment in ecology and natural resource management, is people who have bird skills can get jobs.
Mary, you've been a shorebird monitor here for a number of years. And last year was a particularly exciting season. There was nesting piping plovers here in Presque Isle. Talk a little bit about that and how it sort of fits into the new organization.
Yes, 2017 was a very exciting year. Previously, I had only reported the presence of piping plovers, and this last year I got to actually watch over the first successful nest in more than 50 years, and we actually had a second nest that was unfortunately washed out, but the eggs were saved and transferred to Michigan to a captive rearing facility where they're prepared to care for eggs. And the Erie Bird Observatory is hoping to, of course, oversee the continued monitoring, hopefully maybe in getting more nesting piping plovers. And of course, we would like to see very much common terns nesting here as well. They've tried a few times to create a colony. We've never had a successful fledge, but we're hoping to look for ways to improve the situation for them so that they can also nest here again like they used to.
Talk a little bit about the diversity of species and habitats that are here.
Well, there's more than 330 species of birds have been recorded here at Presque Isle State Park. Needless to say, my favorite are the shorebirds. On any regular beach, people might be able to see spotted sandpipers because they do nest along some of the beaches here, and they're fun to watch. They have brown backs and spotted chests, and they kind of run around within the waves a little bit.
This is where we get the sand dunes and the I don't know, there's some technical terms for the different vegetation types that occur in this one place. As Presque Isle formed over the millennia, you get these enclosed ponds, and then they slowly fill in with marshy vegetation. And so there's a lot, I think there's something like 2,000 acres of wetlands in the park here. These emergent marshes are a fairly rare type of habitat in Pennsylvania because we are a very heavily forested state, like cattail marshes, if people can envision that. And so these are places that have very specialized birds that use only those habitats for breeding. Presque Isle actually now has, I think, probably the biggest population of least bitterns in Pennsylvania, which is this miniature heron, basically. When the park first started doing a lot of invasive plant control, they were targeting the Phragmites, the common reed, this very tall thing with plume top. They really started attacking it because it had invaded and taken over the wetlands, the marshes. So we actually did marsh bird monitoring in 2011 prior to the beginning of that effort. And then again last year we did another survey, so we were able to compare. And so last year there was a lot more marsh bird, which is exciting to know that the restoration efforts are really working. And that in particular, the least bittern, a very rare species throughout Pennsylvania, is about three times as many now as there were back in 2011.
What are some other things that people might see?
During spring migration, it's one of the best times to get up here. Really, the month of May is best, because all of these very brightly colored small songbirds are migrating through. And these are the long and short distance migrants that are going up to Canada into the spruce forests to breed. Many of them are really brightly colored and really cute looking. So that's one of the things we do during our bird bandings. We show people what these birds actually look like up close and personal, and people love it. We can get 25 species of warblers. Yellow warblers here are just gorgeous little birds that are bright yellow, look like a canary or something. So you can definitely see those in any kind of shrubby area around water.
This is a lot of work, organizing a nonprofit status, getting a board together, volunteers, the actual work that you're going to be doing the banding and the monitoring. Why is this important to you, Mary?
Many years ago, I met Jean Stahl, who was one of the banders at the park. She became a bird mentor to me. I was already interested in birds, but she really got me sucked in. And after she died, I was missing her a lot, and I wrote in my journal that I would do what I could to continue her legacy. And I consider this a continuation.
How do I follow that? It is a personal statement of values and passion, I guess, for me as well, in that I just feel like this is something that just enriches the world so much. And I see people, casting around, trying to find meaning in their lives. And I just think there's so much meaning that can come to people from studying birds. To me, it's really a natural first step into learning and appreciating more about the natural world, and also particularly about human influences and what we can do to help make things better instead of always creating problems in the natural world.
Sarah Sargent is the Erie Bird Observatory's executive director, and Mary Birdsong is an assistant director. And they say they're looking for volunteers. I talked with them at the Tom Ridge Environmental Center at Presque Isle for our new series, Wild PA. There's more at AlleghenyFront.org.